Now, I never like you guys to go home without a little message, although we've already had a few messages today, haven't we? But I usually have prepared something for you to receive a little bit more. Now, today's message is called Relationship with God. This is not a new message. You've heard me talk about your relationship with God and needing to have a relationship with God, developing a relationship with God. But you know what? I don't think it ever hurts to give this message again and to go over it again, because I really believe that it's the cornerstone of what God wants. It's the number one main thing that God wants for us in our lives. He wants us to have a relationship with Him. He wants us to learn about who He is. And we have to realize that it's different. Having a relationship with God is different than having a religion. A religion teaches us, you know, it teaches us different things. It's more like routines and traditions that we learn through a religion. But in a relationship with God, He reveals Himself to us. We encounter Him face to face. And when I'm talking about a relationship, I'm talking about you talking to God and God talking to you. When we encounter God on a face-to-face level, we are transformed and changed totally and completely. Forever. We will never be the same after we encounter Him. And if we continue to have that relationship with Him day after day, month after month, year after year, we just continue to grow. We continue to receive more understanding about who He is, how He works in our life. We are transformed totally and completely through that relationship with God. It doesn't happen any other way. I know that God knew this from the very beginning, that He had to walk with us, that He needs us to hear from Him, that He wants us to speak to Him, and He wants to speak to us. He is talking to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He is talking to us, but He wants us to be hearing that, and He wants us to be sharing our loves and our dreams with Him, so that He can be part of it and can begin to open those opportunities so that we can walk in a greater way. This is the will of God. This is the design of God. And it's important for us to understand that. And if you're not speaking with God, you're going to have trouble believing Him. If you don't have a relationship with God, you're going to have trouble believing Him. You're going to have trouble believing the promises that He has said. You're going to have trouble believing in the plan that He has set forth for your life. You're going to have trouble believing that miracles are possible if you don't have that relationship with God. There's just something about having the relationship with God that changes our perspective. And if we don't have that perspective change, it's hard for us to believe. I say that from personal experience, because when I was a young guy, my parents took me to church. But it was more of a religion kind of a thing. Every Sunday I'd go to church, and there was a certain set of rituals that they would go through, and there was certain traditions that they followed, and I'd kind of just follow along with them. And by the time I'd become, you know, I think I was 12 or something, I was too big for my mother to pull me out of bed anymore. And I stopped going, because I could hang onto the bed stronger than she could pull me out of the bed. By the time I'd become a young adult, I realized that this whole thing with God was one big ridiculous, you know, fantasy. Like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. Hope I haven't ruined it for any of you. You know, but you know, I just felt like it was all a big, you know, a big farce. Because I'd never experienced God. I'd never experienced His presence. And because I was just going through the routine and the ritual, it didn't make an impact on my life. And it didn't change me. And it didn't open my eyes. And it made it hard to believe. Because it's easy for intellect to come in and come up with reasons. You can reason your way out of anything. And so I could argue and had arguments and reasonings behind why this wasn't true and why this didn't work. Because I didn't have a relationship with God. All that changed the first time I encountered God. God came to me. And when I encountered Him, my spiritual eyes opened and I began to believe and I began to know and I began to see something different. And all my reasoning and all my logic, I realized, was completely wrong, because it all had come out of only my physical senses and what I could see of the physical world. And I wasn't seeing this whole other bigger aspect of my life, the spiritual world, the spiritual life. And because I wasn't seeing that, my logic wasn't full and complete. It was missing pieces. There were huge holes in what I was thinking. So if we don't have a relationship with God, it's hard for us to believe Him. Because if we don't have a relationship with God, our spiritual eyes are not open. The only way that we are open spiritually is if we have a relationship with God, if we encounter Him, if we speak to Him. That's when we become open to the spiritual. That's when we can now see things beyond this physical realm. We can see loved ones that passed away. We can know and see the heavens. We can go into and travel into the heavens because God will lead us. As our friend, He will take us into those places and lead us to greater things. It only happens, though, if we're having the relationship with God. I say this message again because it's the most important thing. We have to be continuing to have that relationship with God. Talk to Him. Are you talking to Him? Are you listening to Him? Is it on a regular daily basis? Or is it only when you're in trouble and you're calling 911, God, help me? We want to be doing it on a regular daily basis because He continues to open to us that whole new world. The world that we don't see when we don't have Him. We did this story on the Bible study on Thursday, and it was about Gideon. We've been studying Gideon for a few weeks. Gideon was this guy, he grew up as a farmer's son. He had no training in army or war or anything like that. And God called him to go out and fight against the Midianites. Gideon was this untrained, unskilled warrior that God was calling. He wasn't a warrior, farmer, that God was calling to go out and battle the Midianites. The Midianites were this group of people, and the way they described them is they were as numerous as the sand by the sea. A lot of them. There were a lot of these guys. And yet Gideon went out against them. And God sent a few men with him. 300 men. So 300 men and Gideon went out against this army that was numerous, more than they could count. And they defeated them. Gideon defeated these Midianites. And drove them out of the land. And there was a massive slaughter. I don't know how these 300 men and Gideon did it. Well, I do. It's the supernatural power of God. I shouldn't say that I don't know. I do know. God did it through Gideon. And as a result of that, all the people of the land of the Israelites, turned to God. And there was peace in the land. And Gideon ruled over the land for 40 years. So the story that we were doing, the part of the story we were doing on Thursday was about the end of Gideon's life. And Gideon, after 40 years, he passed away. And as soon as this happened, the Israelites forgot all that Gideon had done. They forgot all the miracles that God did. How God had taken 300 men and Gideon and delivered them out of the hands of their enemy. They forgot about that. And it says they went back and they began to worship idols. And my question about that story when I was talking to God, because we always go into a meditation when we do our Bible study. And I asked God, I said, why did they turn away from God so fast? They saw the miracles. They saw the signs. They saw what Gideon could do when God was there with him. Why would they turn away from God the minute Gideon was gone? And God began to reveal to me because they didn't have a relationship with God. They were only seeing things in the physical life. When we're only seeing things in the physical, we don't know God. When we know God, we see things also in the spiritual. But because they only saw what Gideon did, they saw it on the physical level. So they celebrated that Gideon got a victory. And they celebrated that there was peace in the land. And as long as Gideon was around, they celebrated God. But the minute Gideon was gone, there were doubts in their minds now. They weren't so sure. Was God real? Because they didn't have a relationship with God. Only Gideon did. And as a result of that, they quickly turned away. When you see people that you know beginning to turn away from God very quickly, you can start to ask, do you have a relationship with God? Do you speak to him? See, I turned away from God very quickly because all I had was a routine when I was going to church. But once I encountered him, I turned back to him very quickly. My life turned around. After 10 years of being an atheist, I now was hungry to talk to God and to know more about him because I could feel that there was life inside of me. There was an excitement inside of me that was changing me, and I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn more from God. I wanted to see him and speak to him and experience his presence more and more and more. I needed that all the time. And it was a great thing. And still today, after all these years, I still need God. I still seek him and want to experience his presence and want to speak to him and want to see what he's going to do through me, what he's going to tell me, what he's going to teach me. There's so much more to learn. It's an exciting process when you have a relationship with God. It's not a boring regimen. It's not just a routine that you go through. It's exciting. And there's always more to learn. There's always more to experience. There's always more to see. It's such an exciting thing. I love it so much. And that's why I feel very privileged that I get to share with other people how great God is. And that's why the one thing I keep saying is, have a relationship with God. The people that were following Gideon were not having their own relationship with God. So when Gideon was gone, nobody was having a relationship with God. And they began having a relationship with idols instead, because it was something they could see. They could touch that idol. They could see it. They could understand it with their physical senses. We need to have the relationship with God, though, to change us. It's interesting, if we go to Exodus, and this is talking about the people of Israel, and here is an opportunity where God wants to come and speak to them, each individual. He wants to talk to them, and he wants them to hear from him. In other words, he wants to have a relationship with them, and here's what the people of Israel say. Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." So the people of Israel said, "No, no, Moses, don't let God speak to us. You speak to us, and we'll hear you, but we don't want to hear God, because we might die if we hear him." They had a lot of fear about it. But as a result of that, they were destined from that point to continue to make mistakes. Because it's hard to believe, even when you've seen the miracles that these people saw. You've got to remember, these people saw amazing miracles. They saw that they walked across the Red Sea, that it parted for them when Pharaoh was bearing down on them with their chariots. They were able to cross this Red Sea. They had seen the 10 plagues. They had been delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh and out of Egypt, the most powerful nation at that time. These slaves had been delivered and been given freedom. They had seen all the miracles. They had seen what Moses did. They knew that God was behind it. And yet, they were destined to fail the minute they said they didn't want to hear from God. Because if you're not hearing from God, it's hard to believe. Even though they saw all kinds of things in the physical, it was hard to believe that God could do greater things. And as a result of that, they did not receive the things that God wanted to give them or the plan that he had prepared for them. Because if we're not having a relationship with God, then we don't believe him. And if we don't believe him, means we don't have faith. And if we don't have faith, then we don't have substance. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Meaning we can't manifest the dreams that God has put into our hearts. They won't come in. Listen to what it says about Moses here in Exodus 33 and 11. Remember, Moses is the guy that's hearing from God. Moses out there from the time when he was out in Midian, he's out there in the wilderness by himself herding his sheep, and he sees this burning bush. He encounters God. God speaks to him, and God reveals to him his destiny. God reveals to him who he is and where he's going and what he's going to do and what he's going to say when he gets there. Say amen to that. Amen. Because that's what God does for us in our life when we have a relationship with him. He tells us where to go and what to do when we get there. He tells us who to talk to and what to say. And when we follow those simple instructions, miracles take place. Moses did what God said. He went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." And what happened? Took a little while, but Pharaoh let his people go. Moses did what God said, and it happened. The same thing is true in our life. Now listen to what it says here in Exodus 33 about Moses in verse 11. "So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend." That's how God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to you face to face as your friend. This is why he came down and walked on the earth as Jesus. Because it's easier for us to speak man to man, so to speak. When we're thinking about that, you know, sometimes we think about God as a spirit in the sky, as a bright light. Sometimes it's hard to make a connection. God understood that. So he came down in a body, the body of Jesus, in order for us to have that relationship with us, so that we could speak face to face, just like Moses spoke face to face. Because when we're speaking face to face with God, that's when great things can take place too. This is why we want to have a relationship with God. Because the people that speak face to face with God are the ones where miracles, signs, and wonders will follow them everywhere they go. We can look through the scripture from cover to cover, and the people that we remember and the people that we talk to are the ones that were having the relationship with God. They were speaking face to face. And as a result of them speaking to God, miracles, signs, and wonders followed them everywhere they went. We know that. We see it from Moses' life. We see it from Daniel's life. Daniel was speaking to God. And because he was speaking and having that relationship with him, Daniel was delivered out of the lion's den. The lions didn't eat him. God shut their mouth. They couldn't eat him. Just imagine, those lions were hungry, trying to get their mouth open. "I want to eat this guy. Can't get my mouth open." Because God had shut it. Those kind of miracles only happen to the people that have a relationship with God. Those kind of miracles follow the people that are in relationship with God, meaning you're speaking to him and he's speaking to you. You're friends. He's talking to you like a friend. That's how he wants to talk to you. That's why he came and walked on the earth of Jesus. Now, something else that happens, sometimes people say, "Ted, I can't hear from God. I'm having trouble hearing from him. It's difficult. And as a result of that, I can't have a relationship with God because I can't hear him." You know what I've noticed when I was sitting down and kind of writing down some of the things that God was telling me to tell you today? I started realizing, you know what my number one job is? I'm kind of a troubleshooter that helps people to hear from God. Most of my days when I go to work as a chronic pain specialist, I'm talking with people about how to hear from God, that they can hear from God. And I'm troubleshooting with them why they're not hearing from God. Why are they having difficulty? And we're working and talking with God to find out, why are they not hearing from him? You know what God says a lot of times, why they're having a trouble? Because sometimes they've got a false idea or a false belief. Look what happened to the Israelites. God wanted to talk to them face to face, and they said, "No, we'll talk to Moses." Why? Because they were afraid. We're going to die. They had a false belief. The false belief prevented them from connecting to God. Instead, they were going to connect to another person. If we have false ideas or falsities in our life, they will mislead us. They will lead us down the wrong road. They'll lead us down the wrong logic, as I was misled down the wrong logic because I was only seeing half the world, the physical world. And as a result of that, we end up in the wrong place, based on false assumptions, based on misunderstandings, based on false beliefs that do not apply to the plan of God or what he created your life to be. And we end up in the wrong place. So one of the main things I've found is I'm helping people to hear from God and speak to God is we've got to clear the false beliefs out of the way. It's like interference. It's like if you ever had a radio, I don't know if it happens to cars anymore. I don't use this to my radio in the car, but in the old days, when I was young, you'd have your radio on, and I'd be driving along, and sometimes the station you're listening to suddenly starts to fade out, and another station starts to come in, and suddenly you've got two stations at the same time. Have you had that driving in the car, right? You know, I think that happened a lot more before than it does today, although, like I said, I don't listen to the radio, so I'm not sure. But this is interference coming in. And when we got false ideas, it starts to create the same thing, interference. Suddenly, another message starts to interfere with our signal. See, we're supposed to be hearing from God all the time because He's speaking to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the way He created us to be. Say amen to that.
Amen.
He created us to hear from Him. But if we get interference, now suddenly the signal gets garbled. It's suddenly, when you got false beliefs and ideas and misunderstandings, the signal gets garbled and you can't hear clearly what God is saying. It gets all messed up. But what I've found is that God has already created the perfect delivery system. I was working with a lady earlier this week, and I was doing what I always do. I was helping her to have a personal relationship with God. I was helping her to hear from God. And so we were working, and on this particular day, she was having a very difficult time hearing from God. Something kept distracting her. Something kept making her not hear what God was saying. And God was speaking to me and telling me, there's something interfering. He was saying there's a spirit interfering. So I already knew that. So we were working with her to get around this. What God told me to do is He said, have her speak to Jesus. So, remember, Jesus is God in a body. He is the perfect delivery system because He is not at a distance from us in the spiritual realm. He is in the physical. Because of that, there is now an easy connection with us to God. An easy connection. And now, this was I was kind of a little nervous because it wasn't too many weeks ago that this lady did not believe in God. She didn't have any. She was an atheist. She didn't believe in God. But through me working with her and helping her to listen to something beyond the physical, she discovered there was a God. Through talking with God, she developed her relationship with Him. And she was growing, and she loved now speaking with God. All the time she said, I'm talking with God, and it feels great. It feels so amazing. And so we've gotten to this point, and now God says, have her talk to Jesus. You know, I was like, oh, she might reject that. She's, you know, I don't know if she's going to receive that. But I said, okay, let's do it. I'm going to do what God says, even if I'm a little nervous about it. So I said, well, let's have you ask Jesus a question. What was interesting, the minute she asked Jesus, she got the answer like that. See, He cuts through all that interference because He's the perfect delivery system. When God came down and walked on the earth, what did He do as Jesus? He removed all the false beliefs, all the misunderstandings, all the things that lead us down the wrong road. In other words, when we speak to Him, it cuts out all the interference and we have a clear signal now. So we can speak to Him. We can speak to God face to face again. There were times throughout history where the revelation of God was very difficult. People didn't hear from God, sometimes for hundreds of years, because falsity had become so prevalent, darkness had become so heavy, that people weren't receiving the revelation of God. I remember reading the story of Samuel. When Samuel was a young boy, it says in the scripture that revelation wasn't common, meaning that people didn't hear from God all the time then. You imagine that? We hear from God every week. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We hear from God every week, every day. We hear from God all the time. But back then, when Samuel was a young boy, it wasn't common. And I remember, Samuel goes to bed as this young boy, and God speaks to him. And he hears God speaking. And he goes, here I am. And then he runs over to Eli, who's the priest that's been watching over him. He says, you called me? Eli says, no, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. He's like, oh, okay. So he goes back to bed, lays down. A few minutes later, the Lord speaks to him again. Samuel's like, here I am. He runs over Eli, and he's like, what are you doing up again? You called me. No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. I go, okay. Third time, the Lord speaks to him. He gets up, he jumps up, he runs. Eli, you called me, here I am. He's like, I didn't call you, go back to bed. But this time he realizes, wait a minute. Okay, the next time you hear this voice call, realize it's the Lord speaking to you and say, I'm listening. So Samuel goes back to bed, and sure enough, the Lord speaks to him again. And this time Samuel says, here I am, your servant is listening. And now God begins to speak to him. See, it was so uncommon. Think about this. Samuel is a boy who, from the time he was weaned from his mother, there he is in the temple. She brought him to the temple, and he was serving under the priest, Eli. And yet, even though he had been there all that time, he didn't know that people could hear from the Lord, that God could speak to them, because the revelation was not common in those days. It was foreign to him. And here, he didn't understand it. But God wants to speak to us. See, Samuel was ready, and God was able to get through. It didn't matter how long it had been since revelation had come. But that's the great thing, that once he walked on the earth as Jesus, nothing can stop us now. Nothing can stop you from hearing the voice of God. Nothing can prevent you. It doesn't matter what is trying to come upon you. It doesn't matter what struggles you have in your life. It doesn't matter what people have said, that, go, God doesn't speak to people anymore. Miracles don't happen. Don't believe that, because it happens to you. And it happens all the time that God is speaking to you. This is the plan of God. This is the will of God. He wants you to have a relationship with him. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's better. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, verse 14, it says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. When we are only in the physical, when we're not having that personal relationship with God, we only see things from the physical perspective, and as a result of that, spiritual things seem foolish to us. Trust me, when I was an atheist, spiritual things seemed like the biggest, most ridiculous waste of time I'd ever seen. But once I encountered God, and that's the important thing, the relationship with God. It's not the religion, it's the relationship where you're hearing from him. When I encountered him face to face, after that, a whole new world opened for me, and it was no longer foolishness. It was incredible. It was amazing. It was supernatural. It was so powerful, and God was pouring out such authority and wisdom into my life. Man, I was hungry for it, and I'm still hungry for it today. And I never want to let that go, because it's incredible, really incredible. And that's what you got in your life, the more you develop your relationship with God. As you go out into the world, help people to understand the difference. Help people to develop their hearing, their ability to hear from God, so that they can encounter God. Because if we don't have that relationship with God, we will not have the belief in God. It's hard to believe him when we don't have the relationship with him. And if we don't believe him, that means we don't have the faith. And if we don't have the faith, we won't have the substance, meaning we won't manifest the promises. Listen to this here in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. And this is Paul speaking. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So he's talking about the people of Israel who heard the promises of God, but because they did not have faith, it didn't profit them. In other words, they didn't receive the promise that God gave. Now, when God gives a promise, it's guaranteed 100%. But for us to receive it, we've got to have the relationship with him so we can believe it, so we have the faith. Because it says it didn't profit them because they didn't have the faith, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. See, Everybody can hear the same message that God has given you promises. God has made your life amazing. God wants, has already given you the healing. He's already given you the riches. He's already given you amazing blessings. You are blessed and highly favored in all ways. He's already given you all that. But if you don't believe it, if you don't have faith, you won't receive it. It comes by faith. When you believe it, you receive it. When you have it, now amazing things take place. Your life has changed. You remember the Apostle Paul? Before he was Paul, his name was Saul. And when Saul was walking along the road to Damascus, he was a different man. He was a different man at that point. Saul was a guy who was religious. He went by routine. He'd always been, from the time he was very young, he had learned this. But as a result of that, he wasn't seeing anything beyond the physical. But when he encountered the Spirit of the Lord on the road to Damascus, he was changed. He became a new man. That's why his name changed from Saul to Paul. Because now the spiritual opened to him. Remember when Ananias came to him and prayed over him and placed his hands upon him? It says something like scales fell from his eyes. In other words, he went from being blind to the spiritual, these scales fell, and now he could see. He could see the things of the Spirit. He could see the things of the plan of God. He could see where God was taking him. Everything was changed. This guy, Paul, totally transformed. He went from being someone that was persecuting people to being the number one guy at that time, who now began to take the message of hope and liberty and freedom in Jesus' name around the world. And all came because of his personal relationship with God. Because once he encountered him, he now had a love for God, and he had a passion for the things of God, and he saw the spiritual, and he performed miracles, signs, and wonders in all ways. As you go out into the world this week, I want you to know that you're developing that relationship with God. You see the spiritual. You know the things of the Spirit because you have a relationship with God. There is nothing that stops you from fulfilling the promises of God, receiving the promises of God, and working miracles, signs, and wonders in your life, and in the lives of all of those around you. I want you to know that you have supernatural power and authority that has been given to you in Jesus' name. And that when you have received Jesus into your heart, you have an assignment. You're no longer here as a visitor. Whenever you go anywhere, whether it's a party, whether it's a gathering, whether you're just hanging out on the street corner, you're not there by chance. You're there on assignment by God. And when you've been given that assignment, now you speak the words of faith with power and authority, and you open the way for others by letting your light shine. God is shining in you and shining out of you. You let that light shine, and it will transform the people that you encounter. It will change their lives, and they will awaken and have their face-to-face encounter with God too. Say amen to that. Amen.